back with you on 101.9 FM. CITR, it's the final minutes of Stereoscopic Readout for this week. Up next at 9, or shortly after 9, because I'm going to play a song that is a little over 5 minutes, is Ben with Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. You can phone in and commiserate with him over the Habs loss tonight, if that's the kind of thing that you're up to. But I'm out of here. So you heard Mode Modern with Strangle the Shadows, Tearjerker off the recently released on vinyl EP Hiding. You heard Another Moon, The Cinch, which I've criminally not played in years, Once a Week from their self-titled debut album or EP. I think it's the EP, but anyway. And The Breeders from Last Splash with Invisible Man. That's it. I'm going to give you a second dose of Ms. Jen Smythe for 'Twas She singing on that Cinch track. She had a short-lived project called Sun Arise, which featured Alan Forrester and Matt from Doe. You know who I mean. And CeCe. So there you go. Grass is the name of this demo, and I'm going to play it for you right now, and then you're going to hear Ben, and that's Hunky Dory. Goodbye.
After decades of decline, drowning fatalities have been rising dramatically in Canada since 2004. Most drowning victims had no intention of going in the water, and harmless situations can become dangerous quickly. This summer, if you're going out on the water, even if you're not planning on going in it, be water smart and be prepared. Here are some things you can do to reduce your risk of drowning. Learn to swim and swim to survive. If you can tread water for a minute, you can orient yourself, and if you can swim 50 meters in a pool, you'll most likely be able to swim to safety in open water. Most drowning fatalities occur within just 15 meters of safety. Wear a life jacket or personal flotation device. 80% of all boating deaths were people who were not wearing one. Take a marine safety course, and if you're going kayaking or canoeing, know how to get out of your craft if it flips over. Practice basic safety moves such as wet exits and self-rescues. Save the alcohol for dry land after you're done playing on the water. And never go out alone. For more information and more safety tips, go to lifesaving.bc.ca.
SpongeBob, you're wasting me precious carbon dioxide. I'm pumping it into the atmosphere, boy. Thanks to global warming, the temperature will soon go through the roof, and then we'll have an endless summer.
Why do you want an endless summer, Mr. Krabs?
So I can open me latest money-making venture, the Krusty Pool.
The endless summer does sound fun.
And profitable.
Fun and profitable. Big business does it again.
Unfortunately, for those of us who aren't talking sponges, climate change isn't quite as fun. Luckily, there are many easy ways for students to conserve energy.
If chargers for cell phones, cameras, and laptops are left plugged in, they continue to draw electricity even when not connected to the device. This phantom load can be avoided by unplugging electronics and chargers after use. A more convenient option is to hook electronics up to a power bar, which can be switched off after use.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Hello, you are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. The show is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. My name is Ben. I will be with you for the next little bit. Just to let you know, on the big show tonight at 10 o'clock or thereabouts, the Vancouver band Needs is going to be playing live in our studio. That's happening. The band just came in, setting up right now. There's going to be sound. There's going to be tons of fun. Stick around at 10 o'clock for Needs, a band from Vancouver. Until then, music from not live, pre-recorded, including this one to start. This is Mittens with a song called Babe Vagoda.
We'll be right back. Bye. This year's Music Waste Festival features a special Sled Island showcase. Be sure to check out the Toast Collective at 648 Kingsway on Saturday, June 7th, and catch local favorites The Crystal Swells, Supermoon, and Woolworm. For more information, go to musicwaste.ca.
The UBC Ski and Snowboard Club is a nonprofit, democratic, student-run organization dedicated to promoting the sports of skiing and snowboarding and the associated lifestyle.
We endeavor to make skiing and snowboarding accessible and fun by actively seeking out the best deals and discounts for our members, as well as organizing trips to local ski areas and setting up numerous social events.
Come on one of our legendary trips and explore the glory of riding in British Columbia. Or join us at the bar to discover the true meaning of debauchery. Ask your roommate, ask your parents, ask the RCMP. Who has the most fun at UBC? You'll get the same answer. The Ski and Snowboard Club.
Duh. Joining the Ski and Board Club is easy. Come by our office, sub 115, anytime with some money to become a member. Your membership gives you access to all the deals offered by our sponsors, cheap beverages at our parties, an invitation to all club events, and of course, only members can come on the trips. Yeah.
All right, that was Crystal Swells with a song called Beach Bear. That's a split with the band Sightlines. Out now. That 7-inch just came out, I feel like, a couple months ago. They played a show at, was it They Live Video? It's one of those, I think. It's a small either comic book store, possibly, or a video store. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it. But the 7-inch is out, and you can get it at your finer record stores everywhere. Before that, you heard some Peace with a song called Winter House. The record came out a couple years ago. It's called The World Is Too Much With Us. And before Peace, you heard some Slight Birching, brand new song called Perception from a brand new record called Cultural Envelope. It's a brand new album. The release show is sometime tomorrow. If you search around, talk to your friends, you might be able to figure out where it is. It is at a certain house, and I probably shouldn't give out the address on the air, but there is a Slight Birching CD release party. Talk to Mr. Chris Riffick. He's playing at that show, so maybe he can tell you where you can see Slight Birching and Mr. Chris Riffick, among other fine bands at that show. Before Slight Birching, I played some Woolworm. Still One Royalty is the name of the track from the album Believe in Ourselves. Before Woolworm, some Coban, Feed the Dogs. And I started off the set with a two-piece from Vancouver they call Mittens. Babe Vagoda is the name of the song I played. You're listening to Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM. In about 22 minutes time, plus or minus, let's say 10 minutes, the band Needs is going to be playing live in studio. They're just doing the sound check right now, getting everything hooked up. Should be ready to go at 10 o'clock. Stick around for that. You do not want to miss it. Needs, a very fine Vancouver band, on the program tonight. I'm going to continue on with playing more music. I'm going to play for you a band that I played very often on the show. This is from a cassette tape that they put out a few years ago. This is Inherent Vices with a song called Summertime Girls.
Yeah.
North by Northeast is Toronto's festival destination, taking the town over this June 13th to the 22nd. These 10 jam-packed days feature music, film, art, interactive innovations, and comedy. To enjoy all things North by Northeast, be sure to grab your tickets online at nxne.com/tickets. That's nxne.com/tickets.
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.